9:05, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Online at KFYO.com, and of course the absolutely free to download Radio Pup app, where you can listen to the show wherever you travel. Phone lines open to you on an open line Friday, 770-5790, toll free 1-800-687-0790. You can send in your thoughts via email, chat at KFYO.com, and of course we're on Facebook, Twitter, and just about every other social media website as well, where you can get in touch with the program. First voice you hear from when you dial in, the very talented Ariel Walden on the other side. Joining me right now in studio, and I don't think we have ever had the tax assessor collector in studio before, have we?
No, I've never been in here.
No, Roddy Keister, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming in today. And there has been a very interesting story in the news lately about people's windshields and inspection stickers and registration stickers. And you sent me a message saying, hey, do you want me to come on, talk about it? Appreciate you reaching out, because this is an issue that even the state admits there will be confusion on.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be an interesting one. Anytime you change things, obviously there's confusion, but this one's going to be pretty interesting. And the bad part right now is the story came out because the executive director of the DMV, Whitney Brewster, was called to testify at a Senate subcommittee about the progress they've made regarding the single sticker program. And really they're still in the formative stages. They've kind of got a general idea, but they don't have any details planned out. Well, the Houston Chronicle picked up the story and has run with it, and so everybody else has kind of picked it up and run from there, which would be great if we had details to work out, because we need to do an education process on how it's going to work.
Right.
And the sooner you can start that, the better. Unfortunately, they just don't have the details yet, but we do have the broad overview.
Well, what does this single sticker program look like? This takes effect in March of 2015, correct?
Yes, it's supposed to take effect March of 2015. What's going to happen in March of 2015 is you will still go get your car inspected just like you would normally. All of those inspection stations, unless they opt out of the program, are still supposed to be able to inspect your vehicle. The difference at that point will be, instead of an inspection sticker, you will get just a receipt that shows you got it inspected and whether you passed or failed, just like you do now. And that inspection station is supposed to, as you're there, enter into a computer database that has not been built yet, with a VIN number that says this vehicle did pass the inspection. At that point, right now, and I don't remember the exact fee, so you'll have to bear with me on it, and I'll just use 15 because it's a nice round number. Mm-hmm. You pay your $15 to the inspection station. Now, in the future, what will happen is you'll pay just the portion of that $15 that the inspection station gets to keep. So in this case, we'll just say 5 because, once again, it's a nice round number. So then when you come to register your car, you will pay that other $10 to us in addition to your regular car registration.
So does the places that are doing the inspections now, are they losing money off of this, or do they never keep that money anyway?
They never keep the state's portion anyway. In theory, it's supposed to make it easier for them, because they would collect all of that money and then they would have to remit it to the state. Uh-huh. So now what's going to happen is we will remit it to the state for them, or for the state, I guess, instead of for the inspection place.
Okay.
So in theory, that helps the inspection stations, but they're going to have questions. We're going to have questions.
Everyone's going to have questions about this.
Yes.
And it hasn't been built yet.
And the key part of that, and I was laughing with somebody when we talked about it the other day, you have three state agencies that are working on it, TCEQ, DPS, and DMV. And anytime you get three of them together, there's bound to be one or two turf battles about how it's going to work.
Sure.
And so we'll see how long it takes.
So theoretically, if everything runs smoothly, what can people expect when they get to March? Because there's a tiered system, isn't there?
Okay, so the first year, March of 2015, and going forward from that date, what is supposed to happen is everybody, and I say everybody, there's a lot of folks that have different expirations for the registration sticker and their inspection sticker. So the first year is kind of a syncing up process. Hmm. So that when you come in, if you have a current inspection sticker, then we're going to be able to register your car for you. And what they've told us is it doesn't matter if you come in March and your car inspection is up in August, as long as it's current, you're fine. Now, in 2016 March, they'll start doing it where we can't register your vehicle unless your car was inspected 90 days previous to the date you walk in to register it. So it doesn't have to be 90 days out. It can be sooner than that, but it can be no farther than 90 days out.
Okay. So that's when you need to start paying attention to what your stickers say.
That's when you need to start paying attention to, okay, I need to come in April, so I need to go get it inspected first, because you won't have that little reminder anymore on the window that says, hey, my inspection's up. You're just going to have to know that it goes on it.
Interesting. All right. So there's a lot that has to be planned out here. Why is the state deciding to go this route?
Well, there was two reasons that officially there's one, but you know, there's always more than one. There's
sure. The
hidden underlying ones. the big reason is they're claiming that they will save $2 million, a little over $2 million a year from not having to print those inspection stickers. If you talk to some of the folks that were involved, there's also been a lot of inspection sticker fraud. And by that, it's not even the folks that come in and pass a car that's not supposed to be passed. It's blatant. You go to the flea market instead of the inspection station and you buy a inspection sticker. So their hope is that they will start cutting down on that. We'll see.
If it goes into a system, who all has access to the system to enter in information as far as the inspection goes? I mean, is this only something that, if you go to a service station, they have it? Or, is it a system that other people gain access to? Because you were talking about basically sticker fraud.
Right.
That's out there at some of these flea markets. I mean, you know, if we're talking about a computer system here, state computer system that, you know, well, we've heard of people hacking in before. Could this be an issue going forward?
Sure. I mean, the state does the best they can, but, criminals and hackers are always one step ahead.
I mean,
that's just the nature of the game. The way it's supposed to work is it's just the inspection stations that can enter that information into the database, that even when you come into us, we can't enter into it. Other than just to query and see, yes, that matches and you're good to go.
Go ahead and throw on those headphones. We actually have a caller who has a question about this. So let's go to the phones and Daryl. Daryl, you're on with Ronnie Keister.
Good morning. Question. I have been registering my vehicles by mail for years. How's that going to work, Ronnie?
Good morning, Daryl. Well, in the way this is supposed to work, in theory, is it should not affect you being able to register them on the internet or in mail or even at the United or Lowe's where you can register them now. The only thing that would make it where you couldn't do it is similar to now if you didn't have your insurance. In this case, it will just add that extra, did you get your inspection sticker or not?
So what kind of proof will we have if we're mailing it in, say?
If you're mailing it in, the inspection station is supposed to have entered that into the database. So it should be there when we pull up your vehicle record, but they will also give you that receipt that's kind of the backup plan.
Okay, so the ideal situation then would be if I mail it in, would be to make a copy of that and send it along with it.
Sure, definitely.
Okay, that was what I wanted to know, Ronnie.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Daryl. I had another caller, a drive-by caller, who was asking, what about new cars that get that automatic 2-year inspection? How does that line up in this plan?
Well, and they're still working all these fun details out. And even on just a regular used car, the question from the car dealers were, hey, we get these things, we inspect them, we put them on their lot. We have no idea when they're going to sell. We'd like to sell them within 90 days, but what happens if they don't? Are you going to really make us buy another inspection sticker for these things?
Right.
And so they're working with them on it. The dealers, are going to get a 6-month window instead of just the 90 days because they realize sometimes those things sit on the lot. The new cars, from what I understand, will still have the 2-year inspection option for them. That's going to be between the customer and the dealer, whether they want the 2 years or not, which, it's a new car. There's no reason not to get the 2-year.
Right. All right. Well, details are still out there. They're still planning all this. And like you said, there are three different commissions that are working on this?
Yes. Three different agencies.
Three different agencies that are working on this. So there will probably be a few bugs out there, but hopefully it'll be smooth sailing once we hit 2016.
Hopefully.
By 2016, it'll be smooth. I will say this, at least state officials are already predicting that it will be some chaos next year. They know it. They know it's going to happen.
Well, and it's good that they know it, because I'm sure that they're going to get the phone calls. I know that we'll get the phone calls.
Right.
And, you know, we're just going to do the best we can and hope for some understanding on the part of citizens as we work through it.
Ronnie, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, sir.